This is all of it. Today we're looking at some of this year's Emmy Award nominees ahead of this Sunday's ceremony. We just spoke with actor William Jackson Harper, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role as the brainy and morally sound professor on The Good Place. While the comedy series that wrestles with weighty philosophical questions about human nature, it's also really funny. It's that combination that's made it a critical darling. When the series won a prestigious Peabody Award last year, the judges noted the show's, quote, originality and deft balance of serious subject matter and broad comedy. For its final season, The Good Place received 4 nominations, including Outstanding Comedy Series, and it's the show's ensemble of actors who bring the funny, smart writing to life. Manny Jacinto plays one of the 4 very flawed humans endeavoring to prove to the powers that be in the afterlife that humans really can be good. His character, Jason Mendoza, is a former aspiring DJ and dancer from Jacksonville, Florida, with a side hustle of, well, a lot of things. He is lovable and loyal, but he's not exactly bright. Here's a clip from the first season where Jason is quizzed by Ted Danson's character, Michael, one of the architects of The Good Place.
So now this is sort of a quick litmus test, basic questions designed to tell whether you were fundamentally good or bad. Number 1, did you ever commit a serious crime?
Yes. I blew up a guy's speedboat after he sued me. And I stole an old lady's fake leg once on a dare.
Did you ever have a personalized license plate?
Yeah, dog. I love butts.
Have you ever paid money to hear music performed by California funk rock band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yo, the Chili's? I saw them in concert like 50 times. I once got arrested trying to steal Flea's bass guitar. Oh, that was another serious crime I committed. I should have mentioned that earlier. Is it just me, or am I acing this test?
Oh, this is bad.
When Manny joined us last November, the show's final season was already underway, and I asked him, what did he think when he first read about the character of Jason?
I thought he was hilarious. Like, yeah, hilariously dumb, for sure. It was the first time in a while that I read, like, a comedic script or a comedic audition, and I actually laughed out loud. So then I knew right away that it was going to be a special one.
It's interesting. For people who don't know this about you, Manny, you were in a dramatic series. You were doing mostly drama up until this point.
Yeah, it was all drama, kind of deep-rooted, like grounded. Not to say that Jason isn't grounded, but it's, a lot more subtle characters in dramatic roles and not very far from, Mr. Jason Mendoza.
So you're in the final season of The Good Place. It makes me so sad to say that out loud.
Me too.
It is.
Yeah. It's I think the word that's been going around is bittersweet. Like, we love each other. It's really like a family, and it sucks because we won't really get to see each other for a while. And, you know, we all have our own schedules and we all get pretty busy. And we cherish the times that we can kind of get together again. So, it was really, really sad coming up to those final episodes.
So the story, for people who watch, it's revealed to us in chapters.
Yes.
Right? So like a book. So it's got a beginning, a middle, and now we know it has an end. Mm-hmm. So knowing in advance what the end was going to be, which I don't want to know, and I don't want our listeners to want to know, what impact did that have on your performance?
Well, Mike is really good about giving us a good outline from the very beginning. We don't know the exact ending, like the specific vivid details of what's going to happen at the final episode, but he does give us a trajectory. And given that, I think it doesn't necessarily affect our performances within the scenes, but I think the biggest effect that it has is that it makes us be more present in the scenes that we do have together, because it's like, oh, this is the last time we're going to be in this neighborhood or in this place or in this kind of setting. This is my last scene with this person, this guest star. It really makes you appreciate the people around you, whether it be the cast, the guest stars, or even like the crew. And even, because I think some of the first people that started saying bye were the crew members, like whether they be the ADs mm-hmm. or the gaffers, like, you know, the people that help fix the lights or the cinematographers. And once that started happening, you can't help but feel a little sad.
My guest is Manny Jacinto. We're talking about his role as Jason Mendoza on The Good Place. So, but let's go back to the beginning. So when we first meet Jason, he doesn't talk. No, he does not. His name isn't even Jason. We don't really know. You know, he comes back. He's mistaken for a silent Taiwanese Buddhist monk.
Yes.
So what did you think when you realized you were going to be on screen for a good deal of time before you ever even spoke?
It was almost a sense of relief, because I was going into it, you know, having done like a few projects, but I was going into this project, The Good Place, like with some what I feel are like juggernauts, like Ted being a TV legend and Kristen being this, Kristen Bell being this, like, you know, high class celebrity, like who's done so many other things as well. And like, I remember, one of my first scenes where I was talking was with Kristen, and I was so grateful to be able to just kind of ease my way in and kind of observe how everybody conducted themselves on set and how they acted and what their process was. So I was lucky in that sense, but it was actually pretty tough to, you know, still act without words. Mike has this joke, and he's very complimentary, but he's like, man, you would be a great silent actor. You were just born in the wrong time. Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, if I went back and looked at the first couple of episodes, would I get any clues from you that you're not the Buddhist monk?
Like
the Buddhist monk probably wouldn't look at a pretty girl going by, but yeah, Jason definitely would.
There were little bits, I think, that they didn't actually end up keeping, because they didn't they really wanted to, you know, tie that down and make sure that there weren't any loose ends. Make sure that people thought that this was a Buddhist monk. So every now and then I would try and make a choice where I would like open up an eye. Like if I would tell like Michael to meditate or something, there would be a point where I would like open up one eye or something and see if I was doing something right. But I think they kind of cut all that out.
Where did you come up with his voice? Cause he's got this just sort of like lovable, slightly dopey, slightly airy.
When
sophisticated four-year-old.
Yeah. So the first time I read the audition sides, it was what came out at first. It was very like an urban-y, like East Coast type of vibe. Because I do come from like a dance background, and like a lot of it being like, you know, a lot of the influence that I have is like from rappers and from hip hop and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think I incorporated that a bit in the beginning, and then I kind of toned it down and veered towards more of a 3-year-old, if anything, because they wanted more of the innocence. They wanted more of, you know, his heart, if anything. And that's kind of what came out. So it took a little of finessing in the beginning, but I think, I found it through tapping into his childlike sensibilities.
You mentioned that you come from dancing, but you also have a degree in civil engineering. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, to be honest.
Was there a plan for that, or was that just you were in college and that's what you were good at? And
I remember the specifics of it all was I was going into college or university, and I wanted to like become a pharmacist, and I failed chemistry, so that was in a good route. And then I saw I took a look at my dad, and my dad, he's an engineer, so I was like, and his brothers are engineers, so I was like, okay, so maybe it's in my blood. And and we kind of just went from there. I just like took this on, and I wanted to get a degree just to, you know, make them happy, because they've done so much for me. So that was kind of the route, and that's all I kind of knew. But then all these dance shows were coming out, and I was kind of inspired by them, and I kind of took the jump to just take a dance class. And
so at the time you were living in Canada?
Yes, in Vancouver, yeah.
When did you go to New York, or did you go to LA first?
LA, yeah. It was purely because of this show. This is the show that literally changed my life. I wasn't expecting to move down to LA, but because they liked what I did, and because because they liked the performance and the audition, they wanted to get me on the show, and lo and behold, I am here.
Was dancing always part of Jason's character, or was that something that you showed up and said, hey, you know, I have the skill, I can do this thing, and it might be really good in the interpretation of Jason.
It wasn't necessarily me. It was through Mike Schur, our creator, his graces, that he was like, hey, Manny, do you have any interests? Do you have any hobbies? And I told him, I love to dance. And he's like, okay, we can make that work. And then lo and behold, he made it happen. He's amazing that way. Definitely lets you play to your strengths. Mm-hmm. And he's just an all-around awesome dude.
He's one of those people that you hear that a lot.
Yeah.
So it must be true.
It is. It's not like I can say all the greatest things about him. You just have to meet him and you'll, like, he's the type of guy that you'll meet and you will not be disappointed because, yeah.
That's only a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
My guest is Manny Jacinto. We're talking about The Good Place. You know, it's interesting because your character breaks one whole set of stereotypes and then feeds into one whole set of stereotypes.
Yeah.
So the one he feeds into is this idea of Florida man.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, or if you're ever on Twitter, there's this idea that things happen in Florida and people do things in Florida they wouldn't do anywhere else. These are two Florida man, like on the Twitter account headlines.
Yeah, yeah.
Police. Florida man threatens neighbor with nunchucks, hits himself in head. Florida man arrested after Bible debate with brother leads to gunshots. So that's the concept of the Florida man.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you familiar with the Florida man?
Not whatsoever. But yeah, I hear that you can like type in your birthday and put in Florida man, and then you'll just get a completely ridiculous story about Florida man. But it's, no, I had no idea.
Did you visit Florida at all?
We did after the fact, though. Mm-hmm. So Joe Mandy, one of the writers, and myself, we went to a Jacksonville Jaguars game, one of their playoff games.
Because Jason is from Jacksonville and adores the Jaguars.
He loves them. And we were able to go and visit, and we got a lot of love, and it's a peculiar place. I don't know if you ever get to go to the Jacksonville Stadium. They have like these swimming pools in the stadium. That's a first. I've never seen that before, where people are just kind of hanging out, watching the game. And yeah, it's, they fed us like green. I mean, this is a pretty, maybe a common thing, but they fed us like the green kind of teal food, which was, yeah, interesting. It was, yeah. I mean, I have nothing but love for that place, so.
It's funny, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, like, in the beginning of the show, the Jacksonville Jaguars weren't any good. They weren't great, but then they became good, and it messed with the idea that Jason is in love with a team that doesn't do so well.
I know. I mean, it's like the classic underdog story, and who doesn't love that, you know? The fact that the eyes of the masses, the worst, quote unquote, the worst team in the NFL has become, you know, this kind of like David versus Goliath, have like, they've come up into that situation and they've done pretty well for themselves. And even currently they're doing all right. But yeah, it's super cool to see. And I'd like to think that Jason was their little lucky charm.
So that's the stereotype they lean into, Florida man. The one that really breaks away from are the roles that Asian men play. We talk about this a lot on the show. We had Joel Kim Booster on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we were just talking about the you know, I wondered how you, when you first read the script, I mean, was that part of it for you, this idea of like, okay, it's not going to feed into all of the stereotypes about, there is a guy who's smart, the guy who's good at math, he mm-hmm. works in Silicon Valley, he does this. Yeah. No, he's just like a hot, dumb, nice guy.
Totally. And I like, not to say that, you know, those guys don't exist. I mean, but they exist in all different ethnicities and cultures. But I definitely made an effort, especially in the beginning of my career, to, you know, step away from those types of roles when I could. Like, obviously, there are times where I was completely broke and I needed, you know, the money mm-hmm. to put the food on the table and like kind of keep going. But for the most part, when I had the opportunity to say no to those things and kind of drive a different movement forward, I definitely did. I didn't expect that, you know, Jason would have that kind of impact. Like at first when I read the audition, it wasn't very much about that. It was just about just giving this incredible performance. And I think it's just been a bonus, and a wonderful bonus, that he plays against a certain stereotype that Asian men are effeminate and, you know, always very smart and all that jazz.
There's a great, also, I think the relationship between Jason and Janet, who is this, we don't, Darcy Carton is so funny in this role.
She's the best.
She's sort of like a magical robot. She can make anything happen. And it's just, there's actually a very sweet sort of romance and love between the two of them.
It's so peculiar.
It is so peculiar.
Sweet. I think the best part about it is that it should not exist. It should not happen. Like, you have the... like an entity that knows absolutely everything in the universe, and you have this dummy from Jacksonville, Florida that knows nothing, yet somehow in some way in the universe they're together and they love each other, and there's something so special about that. And through them, I think the way I've tried to justify it in my head, it's because that they're both evolving with each other. Like, Janet is learning to become more human and have more emotions through Jason, and Jason's learning to become more sensitive to other people's, or become more empathetic and sensitive to other people's emotions and situations and stuff. So it's a very special relationship that they have.
And I mentioned the top, I read that paragraph from the Peabody Award Committee because I thought it was just so interesting, that idea of serious subject matter and broad comedy. And there's so much philosophy in the show. It gets really sort of thoughtful and deep at times. And a big part of the show is about what it means to be a good person.
Yeah.
Have you sort of gone through that in your own head, what it means to be a good person as you've worked on the show?
I mean, it'll come in small little bits, like recycling or, you know, composting or something, small little things. And then bigger things as well, because it's not only the show, but also just the people involved. Like, Ted is, you know, an advocate for Oceania, mm-hmm. and also if in the news, he's an advocate for the environment. He just got it in a bit of trouble over these past few days, but he's like, you know, all smiles about it. And Kristen, you know, she does a lot of charitable work, so it definitely makes me look at the impact that I have outside of the show and what I can do to make the world a bit of a better place.
I was saying to you that if you type in Jason Mendoza quotes into Google, some hilarious responses will come back. This is one of my, I love getting my name on stuff in Jacksonville. I got a flu virus named after me because I kissed a bat on a dare. That one was good.
Yeah.
My cousin once hired me to do a crowd control for his off-brand SeaWorld. Well, technically, it was just a bunch of kiddie pools full of jellyfish, and instead of a killer whale, they killed a whale.
Yeah.
Do you have a line that you love, or are you just one that you think you'll take with you throughout your career?
There was one recently. I was just talking about this morning. It was when I was, and it just came out, but hopefully no spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen the upcoming fourth season. I'm interviewing Glenn, one of the characters, and I say, "If you're a devil, how come you're not wearing Prada?" It's a classic. Yeah.
So good.
It's pretty damn great.
Well, also, you know, it really explains Jason's thought process.
Yeah, it really does. All you need is that one sentence, and okay, I get it. I get who this guy is.
So what? Now that it's over, what are you going to do?
Sit around, eat ice cream, just chill out. Wait for the phone to ring. No, we have some projects.
You can do that too, and work.
Yeah, wait for some projects. I mean, we got some projects lined up that I think, you know, will be actually the complete opposite of, you know, The Good Place. Like, we're still in negotiations, but also we have Top Gun coming up as well.
You're going to be in the new Top Gun, right?
Yes. So that's like a big, huge franchise, a beast of a film that everybody's very, very, I'm super excited to see come out. So, yeah, we're just trying. I mean, my motives right now are, I mean, I love Jason Mendoza. He's always going to be in my heart, but I definitely want to exercise my acting muscles and do something different for sure.
That was my conversation with Manny Jacinto, who played Jason Mendoza on The Good Place. The show, which ended in January, is up for 4 Emmy Awards this Sunday, including Outstanding Comedy Series and Top Gun Maverick, is now scheduled to be released in July 2021.